Well, hello, everybody, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Welcome back. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are streaming every day stories about the economy, the new economy, how people are staying, working, and going back to work, and meeting the demands of this business reality that we now exist in. Our next guest is Douglas Spencer, president of Spencer Brenham LLC. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
So tell us about Spencer Brenham.
Yes, so we're a brand strategy consulting business, and we help organizations. I sometimes joke we help organizations with their identity crises. But for the most part, what we do is we help organizations really get back in tune with who they are, what they do best, and what's the best way to connect with the people most important to their success.
So what kind of companies do you work with?
Yeah, we work with mostly small and mid-sized businesses and some not-for-profits and mission-driven organizations. We really try to, before we start any of the what people think of brand work, in fact, we will never do that without having done the pre-work of strategy. We really help people sit back and take a minute and think about who they really are and what they can really do. And go, and in this climate, it's more important than ever because we don't know when the new normal is going to get here, and we don't even really know what the new normal is. But it's imperative now that people take a minute and stop and think, because a lot of organizations, particularly the nonprofits and mission-driven organizations we work with, suffer from what I call focus fragmentation. They and we all do this. We focus on the squeakiest of wheels sometimes, and we try to address those issues, and that brings some short-term gains but over time it leads to confusion about what you really do, what's really needed, and how do you talk about that? What is your message? And so that's what we're really focused on now, helping organizations take a step back and figure out who they're going to be next.
A lot of strategy work, and you get heavily into the tactical issues as well once you finish strategy?
It depends. Sometimes we do if the client needs it, and most of the time they do. But sometimes we'll work with organizations that have a full design capability, or they have writers, and that's fine. We give them guidelines and a roadmap so that the brand comes to life in a consistent way.
Interesting. So, what's the history of the company, and where did you start?
Sure. We're about 5.5 years old. I was the global head of brand management for Thomson Reuters. I was at Thomson Reuters for 16 years, and I had the amazing privilege of launching the then new Thomson Reuters brand globally. And it was such a great experience. I learned a lot. I met people from literally all over the world. And I really wanted to, when I left Thomson Reuters, I really wanted to take that kind of strategy and thinking that large corporations like Thomson Reuters uses and help smaller organizations benefit from the same kind of thinking. And it's been fun. The variety's been great, and no regrets.
Interesting. Is the kind of marketing you do today very different from what you learned at Thomson Reuters?
Well, marketing, branding, you know, there's a big difference in my mind between marketing and branding. Branding feeds into marketing. So when I did marketing at Thomson Reuters before the branding, you know, there was a lot of physical direct mail. There was a heavy reliance on event marketing. And I'm eager to see how
that exists anymore.
Right. And well, you know, I'm eager to see how that comes back, if at all. I'm sure it will come back at some level, but it will be interesting to see how it comes back. And a lot more reliance on print advertising. Obviously, I'm totally dating myself about when I did marketing at Thomson, at the time Thomson Financial. And but now it's a lot more immediate. It's a lot more customized. You know, we want to make certain that whatever our clients do, they have the ability to connect with whomever's important to their success. And I use that phrase deliberately. They connect with them on a way that makes sense for the moment, makes sense for the organization, and makes sense for the subject.
Interesting. Have you been busy during this time of change? And what are the most common services you've been delivering now?
Haven't been as busy as we were because people are thinking about, in the beginning, people were thinking about the immediate, you know, how am I going to keep, you know, am I going to be able to keep paying my employees? You know, how are we going to work remotely? Things like that. And now people are starting to come back to me and say, all right, now we need to think. And what we're doing right now is really, as I said before, helping a company set a step back. So all of our work really is focused on helping organizations understand what it is they do best relative to what's needed most. And that's the big kicker right there, because what's needed most may not be the same as it was 6, 9, 18 months ago.
Yeah, or 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. So do you have business partners? Are you alone? Do you have staff?
I am a solopreneur, but I that runs a virtual agency. So I have people that I rely on to pull everything together. I have an art director that we've worked together for at least 16 years, and she has left Thomson Reuters as well, and she's pretty much my only art director. I have a number of market research people I use, a number of copywriters that I bring on to projects as needed. And I'm really trying to embrace the gig economy because it's great. It's great for the kind of work I do. It enables me to bring in the right kind of talent for each client without having to, you know, keep everybody busy all the time. And these are folks that are not in between jobs. These are folks that they are committed to being contractors, committed to being consultants in their own right.
We've been speaking with Douglas Spencer, President Spencer Brenham, LLC. I'm hearing a little bit of a back echo. I don't know if you are as well.
No.
Only with me when I'm talking. Douglas, if someone was looking for you or the firm, how would they find you?
The easiest way to find us is on the web, startwithbrand.co.
That's pretty easy. And do you have a number just in case? A lot of people now are giving out phone numbers again.
Phone numbers, my gosh. You know, sometimes I'll pick up my phone to make a call and I have to stop and think, how do you actually do that sometimes? Because we use the phone for everything, but 774-260-5560.
Great. Nice talking to you today. And, you know, we're always welcome back at Radio Entrepreneurs, especially when you do some innovative cases during this time of economic change. We'd love to hear about it.
I'm happy to come back. And I think that, you know, we will definitely have something to talk about.
Good. I want to remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we'll have more stories after this short break.